T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate that. 7:05 on this Thursday. It's the 22nd day of February, 2018. Yeah, lots of people yesterday, as I was bouncing around town, who all had a story about Billy Graham. My dad even pulled me aside and said, "Oh, I met Billy Graham when I was 15 years old." I mean, he's 75 now. It's just interesting how one person, if they get in the right job that matches them and they're, you know, they've got television and radio and they travel, they can really affect a lot of lives. It's been interesting the last 24 hours. All right, let's talk about the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You know, I grew up with the Richmond News Leader and the Times-Dispatch. So it was the Times-Dispatch in the morning and the News Leader in the afternoon. And you couldn't wait to get to the afternoon paper to find out what had happened during the day because you didn't have 24-hour news and you didn't have as much talk radio as you did then. And then it went just to the Times-Dispatch. And now the Times-Dispatch announces another set of layoffs, laying off 9 people, eliminating 21 positions, and at the same time increasing the price for the paper. And, you know, if you hate fake news and just random ridiculous comments from your friends on Facebook, imagine what happens if the newspaper goes away. Boy, that would be a disaster. Even if you think it's populated with liberal writers, right? Marcus Messner is the professor of journalism and mass communications at Virginia Commonwealth University. And Marcus joins us now on the telephone. What was your reaction, Marcus, when you saw this latest announcement about eliminations and layoffs? That's sending off big flares to me that journalism may not be dead, but is the newspaper in trouble?
The newspaper is definitely in trouble, and my reaction was that it's just another sad day in the newspaper business, because this is one of many rounds that we've seen with newspapers across the nation, but also with the Richmond Times-Dispatch here. This has been going on for the last decade, pretty much ever since we had the financial crisis in 2008.
Yeah, I mean, it's a decline of print media, I suppose. Who's making money in this business today? I mean, I've always heard that the New York Times, the big newspaper that everybody has to buy their news from, that feeds a lot of stuff to the Associated Press, that they were in trouble. Then I saw that they had kind of started to turn their financial situation around. I know you study this closely. Who's making money in this business these days?
Right. So newspapers like the Times-Dispatch, they're still making money. They're making less money, and that's why they have to adjust their costs, right? So they have increasing print costs, that's the marketplace, and they have fewer subscribers. So their big money maker is still the print product, and they're not offsetting the losses that they're making now on the print side, the fewer revenue that they have with the digital side. And that's the big dilemma for them. When are they going to make that full transition to a digital news company, and will they be able to do that?
You know, it was 20 years ago that we first started talking about, oh, the internet is so amazing. But I recall people saying, you know what, it's not going to be so amazing when you have to pay for every little bit of content. And we've got to see the trend that now more and more material, original material, is going behind firewalls. Do you think we wind up with just an online edition of most major newspapers, and that it's no longer readily available other than the headline for free?
Well, that's already the case now, right? So they're teasing you with 10 or 20 articles per month that you can get for free. Mm-hmm. But most newspapers today, if you go there and you use them frequently, you won't be able to read much throughout the month, because you will hit that paywall. And that's really the historic mistake that the news business has made in the 1990s, to make their content available for free on the internet, because they thought it was just another publication channel. And now it's really hard to turn that back. You know, just think about, the younger generations especially, who still pays for music. So you're going to make them pay for news, and that's a really tough case for them to make.
Yeah, we're talking to Marcus Messner, a professor of journalism at VCU, reaction to cutbacks and layoffs at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. What impact do you think all of this cutting back is having on for real journalism? And I don't mean just random folks who post things online or have a blog and they write their opinion and kind of feed in a few facts to back up their opinion, but independent trained journalists who go out and cover a beat for a number of years and build up a certain amount of expertise and institutional memory. Is that going away?
Well, it's getting tougher, right? I was years ago on this program with your predecessor talking about how the Times-Dispatch and Media General were closing bureaus, right? So when they closed the Washington Bureau and the local bureaus, we're not even talking about that anymore. We're just talking about the core of the newsroom at this point. And it's unfortunate. You know, I love these newsrooms, but it's unfortunate for them to say, we're making cutbacks to increase quality. Well, that's not the case, right? So if you have fewer reporters, they have to do more. It's hard to see how they're going to do more in-depth reporting. So fewer and fewer things are actually going to get covered, and that's just not good for democracy for public discourse on important topics.
They don't build the same expertise, and they're not sticking around building, quite frankly, their own paycheck and an institutional memory. You know, like somebody like Peter Hardin, who was at the Times-Dispatch and covered my work with Senator Allen when I was up at the Capitol. I mean, he'd been covering it for 20 years, and he knew the backstory. So you couldn't pull anything over on him, and, you know, he's not doing it anymore. That's a real loss. And I want to tell you, Marcus, I make a point on this show, and if you listen to it, and I think you're listening to us at least once a morning, I always try to give credit when I reference one of these stories from the Times-Dispatch to the local reporter so that everybody knows we're getting a lot of information from the Times-Dispatch, and we give credit to the reporter who's working very hard all day to try to get solid, correct information on the air. I want them to know that we're not stealing from them and that we're giving credit to them. So hopefully that will encourage some of your students to still go into what can be a very noble business.
Right. And they are. Our students are really motivated. They're looking for chances to break into this business. And they're a different type of journalist, right? So they know how to work the social media space. They know how to work a camera, the video journalist, the print writers. So they get a very general education to be able to maneuver in this, you know, challenging news environment.
And rapidly changing. Marcus Messner, a professor of journalism at VCU, thanks so much for joining us here on Richmond's Morning News.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.